You're listening to the Closing Market Report from Illinois Public Media. It is the 20th day of May. I'm U of I Extension's Todd Gleason on this Tuesday afternoon. Don Day at Day Weather joins us to take a look at the weather forecast for the Midwest, the nation, and the planet. Let's start here in the Midwest. More than 70% of the corn is in the ground. There are a few places that need to still finish up. I suspect they'll get that opportunity in the next couple of weeks. What do you think?
Yeah, I think so. And in the last couple of weeks, you've asked me, have you seen anything yet to indicate that we're over the hump? Are we ever going to start to consistently get warmer? And I think we're there now, Todd. I do see that the weather patterns have changed enough that we are now into the late spring, early summer season, where these wild swings in temperatures should be less noticeable, and we're getting a late start, but we finally see it kicking into gear. So I think going forward, it's good news instead of bad news.
You think we're getting a late start, huh? The corn does, too. Last week, it was kind of cold here. What kind of low temperatures do we have for the next week?
Well, I think we're going to see them trend a lot closer to normal. So we're looking at those nights warmer, the days warmer. Are we going to see that thermometer go bust through the top? No, we're nothing that we see is hot coming, but we actually, in the next 2 weeks, we'll have our upper-level wind flow into the Corn Belt Midwest coming out of the south-southwest. So we are looking at a more consistent early summer pattern developing.
Sunshine along the way, too?
And interdispersed to that is going to be some occasional chances for some shower and thunderstorm activity. I think we're going to have a pattern that, quite honestly, looks very favorable, where we're going to get warmer and we're still going to have episodes of precipitation. Not that we see widespread soaking rains that'll set in for 2 or 3 days, but enough frequency of showers and thunderstorms to keep things moist.
Finally, the seasonal change has set in. What do you see, and we'll get out of the Midwest at this point and head further west into California, Nevada, Texas, parts of Oklahoma, where it's been so severely dry. Will they see any change in this time frame too or not?
Yes. In fact, let's split up two areas. We've got the Southern Plains, Southern Rockies, that have been so dry. That area is going to be the benefactor of this change that should bring some of the best rains in months to those areas. Texas, Oklahoma, Kansas, New Mexico, portions of Colorado that have been so dry, they're looking at excellent chances this week and next at getting some of the best rains, 1, 2, 3 inches worth in some areas. Now, California, Nevada, Central and Northern California, Western and Northern Nevada will have some good chances for precipitation. But for the rest of California, they're going to be soon going into their normal dry season. And I think it's going to be difficult for California, Central and Southern California, to really have any blockbuster type of rain until they get past the summer season into the fall and winter. That's when they're going to get their biggest relief. But the Southern Plains, this will be the best precipitation in a long time.
Hey, thanks so much for taking the time with us today. We do appreciate it.
Thank you.
Don Day, of course, is with Day Weather out of Cheyenne, Wyoming. Joins us on this Tuesday edition of the Closing Market Report. You have a great afternoon. I'm U of I Extension's Todd Gleason.